Previously on Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
I don't get it. His grandfather wanted us to teach him, right? But every time we opened up the scriptures to Moroni chapter 10, the book would just suddenly slam shut. I mean, do you want us to teach him the handshake or not? Maybe there were other ghosts, like Jehovah's Witness ghosts.
This is Infants on Thrones.
Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
Welcome back to chunk number 9 of Chunky Infant Ghost Stories. This is the chunk where we deviate even more obviously from the original LDS Living magazine article to establish the framework for the next 20 episodes where things get even weirder. Let's do this.
It was really, really weird, said Elder Ironrod. But every time we went over to the farmer's house to teach him and his wife the missionary discussions, really weird things started happening. That's what made it so weird.
Things were very weird.
For starters, they offered us some tea. We told them that we don't believe in tea. And they looked at us and said,
What do you mean you don't believe in tea? It's right here.
And they both started laughing at us like we were stupid or something. But we still said, Hey, look, whether we're stupid or not, we still don't drink tea. It's against our religion. And as soon as you get baptized, you won't be able to drink tea too. Sounds awesome, right? But they insisted. They said it was herbal tea and it was okay and it would be good for us. And they were snickering the whole time. I don't know exactly what herbs were in it, but not long after we drank it, things started getting even really more weird,
said Elder Ironrod.
Like, during the first discussion, while we were teaching the farmer about Joseph Smith's first vision, well, books kept flying off the bookshelf, and then they'd land on the table or on the ground, opening up to random pages,
described Elder Ironrod.
And then, that's not all. The drawers would open up, and colored highlighter markers would fly out of the drawers and land next to these open books, and they'd start highlighting different words in the open books. And when we'd look at it, it was words that didn't make any sense at all to what we were teaching. Words like, nope, or like, that's not really what happened, or like, there's multiple contradictory versions of this story, you know, and a bunch of other things that just absolutely made no sense whatsoever,
frowned Elder Ironrod, looking as perplexed can be. But right at that very moment, the farmer looked at his wife and said, I think it's time. And they pointed to Elder Ironrod and told him that he had something that they needed, that things were not all that they seemed, but the truth of these things would soon become apparent to them. They also said, And there's others like us, others like us, seeking the missionaries, needing the missionaries. More than 20 others in total, all dead, all stuck in spirit prison, all hoping for a way out, because spirit prison sucks. Maybe you'll actually get to see it as part of this adventure for yourselves, boys, but it's up to you to find us and free us. Help us, Elder Ironrod, help us. You're our only hope. And with that, the farmer and his weirdly inconsistent voice and his wife all disappeared.
Weird, right? So maybe the farmer was actually a ghost the entire time and we never even knew it,
said Elder Ironrod.
Kind of like the spirits in that Bible story that washed the feet of the prophet Abraham and his brother-in-law Lot in that one story from the Bible, you remember? There were like three spirits that came and they did all these things that you're like, wait a minute, I thought that ghosts couldn't do things like this or spirits or whatever, but they could. So, I don't know, I guess that some ghosts are just able to do that,
pondered Elder Ironrod. And that is when he noticed, sitting right where the farmer and his wife had vanished, was an old 1978 newspaper article titled, A History of Violence and Murder in Oxenholm. And the first entry read as follows.
Next on Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
1735. Over a century before the first census in Oxenholm, which only included 13 people, John Archer, one of His Majesty's Justices of the Peace for the County, dies at Oxenholm.
Trick or treat!
What, did you think I was going to ask you to come support us over on Patreon or something?
Thank you for listening to...